Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a roller style atmospheric top chain for 90s inspired darkness, jungle vibes, and old school DNB energy. Today we're not building the main drop lead, and we're not chasing some huge flashy synth sound. We're focusing on the atmosphere layer, because in drum and bass, that layer does a lot of emotional heavy lifting. It gives the track its haunted feeling, its late night warehouse mood, and that rolling tension that makes the drums and bass hit even harder. By the end of this lesson, you'll know how to take a dark sample or texture, chop it into something rhythmic, shape it with stock Ableton tools, and make it support a DNB arrangement like a real atmosphere system you can reuse in future projects. So let's jump in. First, set up a new audio track and name it something simple, like Atmos Chop. Keep your project at a drum and bass tempo. A good starting zone is around 170 to 175 BPM, if you want that modern DNB pace, or around 160 to 172, if you're leaning more jungle and old school in feel. Now choose a source sample. Don't overcomplicate this part. You want something with mood and texture. That could be a vinyl crackle loop, a field recording, a reversed piano note, a dark chord stab, a vocal sigh or a long synth wash, even a recording of room tone, a hallway, a radiator hum, or a little bit of tape noise can work if it has character. Here's an important beginner mindset shift. In this style, processing matters more than perfection at the source. If it already sounds a little strange or rough, that can actually be a good thing. Once the sample is in the project, turn on warp so it locks to the grid. For tonal material like pads or vocals, try Complex Pro. For grainy textures and noise-heavy stuff, texture can be a great fit. If your source is already rhythmic, beats mode may be better. Make sure the sample starts on the right transient or musical point. If it drifts a little, use warp markers carefully. The goal is to keep it in time without destroying the vibe. You want it locked enough for the groove, but not so cleaned up that it loses its haunted feel. Now trim the sample into something usable. You can start with a 1-bar loop, if you want it simple, 2 bars if the texture has more movement, or 4 bars if it evolves over time. At this stage, you're listening for the most interesting fragments. Cut out 4 to 8 little pieces that sound good, then arrange them with small gaps between some of the hits. That spacing is important. In jungle and roller music, silence is part of the pressure. You do not need to fill every gap. In fact, leading space often makes the atmosphere feel heavier. If you want a quick chop workflow, you can right-click and slice the sample to a new MIDI track. If you want to keep it very beginner-friendly, just duplicate the clip and manually trim different sections in arrangement. Either way, the goal is the same: turn a single texture into a playable chain of fragments. Now let's shape the sound with stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. The first job is to clean out the low end, because the kick and sub need room. A high pass somewhere, around 120 to 250 etched, is a good starting point, depending on the sample. If the sound is harsh, dip a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it's cloudy or boxy, gently reduce some of the 250 to 500 hz area. After that, add auto filter, set it to low pass mode, and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the 3 to 8 kHz area depending on how bright the sample is. Keep resonance fairly low. We're not trying to make it squeal, we're just darkening it and getting ourselves something to automate later. Then add saturator. Keep it subtle. A little drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, with soft clip-on, can give the atmosphere that aged, gritty character. This is one of those things that sounds small on paper but makes a big difference in a DNB context. A little grit helps the reverb grab onto the sound and makes the whole texture feel more underground. Next comes reverb. You want depth, but not mush. A decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds. Is a solid starting range. Keep pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the texture stays clear at the front. If you're using reverb directly on the track, keep the dry slash wet fairly low. If you want better control, a return track is usually the smarter move, and we'll get to that in a moment. If you want some extra width, you can add chorus ensemble. Use it carefully. The goal is not to turn your atmosphere into some huge blurry stereo cloud. Use width mostly in the mids and highs, and keep the low end tight and mono safe. So now you've got the basic formula: clean the lows, darken the top, add a little grit, then add space. Now comes the fun part, making the chops feel rhythmic instead of static. You can do this a few different ways. The simplest way is manual placement. Put chopped fragments on offbeats, pickups, or phrase endings. In DNB, A little bit of tension before or after the snare can feel really strong. Try leaving the snare hit exposed and letting the atmosphere bloom right after it. That call and response feeling is a big part of roller energy. Another option is to load the sample into simpler and use slice mode. That lets you trigger different parts of the sample with MIDI notes, which is great if you want to experiment with ghostly rearrangements. You can also use auto pan as a pulsing tool. Set the phase to 0 degrees and use it more like tremolo than stereo movement. A rate of 1/8 or 1/16, with moderate amount, can make a static atmosphere feel alive. The key is not to make it too busy right away. Keep the chop pattern simple first. A repeating pattern with one small surprise every 4 or 8 bars usually works better than over-editing everything. In this genre, a little irregularity goes a long way. Now we need to turn this from a loop into an arrangement tool, and that means automation. Automate the auto filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Start darker in the intro, then slowly open it up. Automate reverb wetness or send level, so the atmosphere gets bigger in breakdowns and more controlled in the drop. You can also automate saturate or drive a little bit if you want more intensity as the section builds. A really useful arrangement idea is this: keep the atmosphere bigger in the intro and breakdown, then reduce it when the main drums and bass hit. That might sound backwards to some beginners, because you'd think more atmosphere equals more impact. But in drum and bass, contrast is what creates power. If the drop is too washed out, the kick and snare lose their punch. That's why a lot of great DNB tracks feel spacious right at the moment the drop lands. The atmosphere was doing the work before the drop, and then it pulls back just enough to let the rhythm slam through. For cleaner mix control, create a return track with reverb, and maybe a bit of delay too. Send the atmosphere into that return instead of relying only on insert reverb. On the return, you can high pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so the low end stays clean. This also makes it easier to automate how deep or wide the atmosphere feels during different parts of the track. If the atmosphere starts fighting the drums, this is usually the first thing I'd fix. Move some of that space onto a return, lower the send amount, and keep the main track more focused. Now think about arrangement like a DJ and not just like a loop maker. In the intro, let the atmosphere introduce the mood. In the build, let it become a little more active. In the drop, reduce it to a smaller ghost fragment or a filtered layer. In the breakdown, bring it back bigger and wider. Then in the second drop, change it slightly so it feels like a new chapter instead of just a copy of the first section. That variation matters. Even changing one or two slices in the second pass can make an 8-bar loop feel like it has evolved. You can also create call and response phrasing, where a chop appears on one bar, the next bar is empty, then another chop answers later. That kind of space can feel very classic and very menacing in a good way. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Too much low end in the atmosphere. High pass it. Let the sub and kick own that space. 2. Making it too loud. If you mute it and the track suddenly feels empty, that's usually a good sign. If you leave it on and it dominates everything, it's probably too loud. 3. Over-widening the whole sound. Keep the center clear and let the width live in the upper layers. 4. Using too much reverb smear. If the drop loses punch, shorten the decay, reduce the send, or high-pass the return. 5. Random chops with no structure. Jungle can be wild, but it still needs a sense of phrasing. Here are a few pro tips for pushing this darker and heavier. Try subtle saturation before reverb so the reverb catches a richer tone. Automate the filter cutoff with the phrase so the track feels like it's opening up. Keep the center focused and let the sides do the atmospheric work. If the texture starts sounding too clean, degrade it slightly with more saturation, gentle clipping, or some resampling. And if you really want that 90s shadow feeling, layer in a tiny amount of vinyl noise or tape hiss underneath. Another great trick is to make two versions of the atmosphere. One version should be shorter, darker, and tighter for the drop. The other should be wider, longer, and more washed for breakdowns. That gives you a clean way to move between sections without rebuilding everything from scratch. You can also make micro edits that keep the loop alive. Change just one slice in the second copy. Reverse one fragment before a normal one. Shift a chop by a tiny amount. Those small moves can make a huge difference in mood. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try right now. Find one atmospheric sample. Warp it. Trim it to 1 or 2 bars. Chop it into 4 to 8 fragments. Process it with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and reverb. Leave a few gaps so it breathes. Automate the cutoff over 8 bars. Then add a return reverb and send the atmosphere into it for the breakdown. After that, mute the atmosphere and listen to the drums and bass by themselves. If the groove suddenly feels emptier, darker, or less complete, then you've done your job. You've built an atmosphere that actually supports the track. So to recap, start with a moody source, warp it enough to lock to the grid, chop it into useful fragments, shape it with stock Ableton devices, automate it for movement, and arrange it like a roller tool instead of a background loop. That's the heart of this lesson. You're not just making sound design. You're making tension, space, and vibe. And in jungle and old-school DNB, that atmosphere can be the thing that makes the whole track feel alive. If you want, I can also make a follow-up narration script focused on exact Ableton device chains and settings for this same lesson.